If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that dredge operator, Jacob, makes $110,000 a year. Boom. Okay. On the phone this morning is Josh, who lives in beautiful Stanwood. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm doing well.
Hey, what's up, Josh? You sound good, man. You sound fired up.
I'm good. I'm fired up. What do you got for me?
Okay. We got to share your salary if you're down.
Let's do it.
All right. I love this guy.
I know.
All right. So Josh is an in-home salesman. Now, we don't know what you sell. We're going to ask you in a minute. Don't say it yet. So we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Those are the kind of the rules, Josh. We get to ask you all the questions in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a song. You know, it's a little timeout. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. Everybody here will, you know, guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary as an in-home salesman.
I can handle it.
He's a gamer.
Baller.
All right, this one could be tough. Gabe, you're going to start. Are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, and go ski.
How long have you been doing this?
28 years.
28 years. What are you selling?
I'm selling bifold doors, entry doors, patio doors, and windows.
So in-home, that just means like door-to-door?
Well, kind of. I mean, I go to people's houses, but I don't go knock on people's doors.
You're invited.
I'm invited.
You're asking multiple questions at this point. Hey, have you worked for the same company for 28 years?
No, I've worked for two different companies.
Are you a top salesman?
I am.
Oh!
Baller!
All right, how long have you worked for your current company?
I just started with my new company about a month ago.
Do you own a home?
Am I in a home right now?
No, do you own one?
Oh, yes, I own a home.
Did you get recruited from this other company?
I did.
Oh. Did you get a huge raise?
Huge raise.
Oh. Of course he did.
I like how he's matching my energy. It's really nice.
You're not jumping ship unless you get a raise. Come on now. I want to hear more about that. I mean, it's
28
always
years.
Tough leaving the other company after that amount of time, I would imagine. But
how old are you, Josh?
But the Q&A's are over. Can you stop it? Wait, Gabe, you don't even wear the rules anymore?
Come on.
Oh, Lord. All right. Josh, great job, buddy. Awesome. Here's what we're going to do. Take a break. We're going to play this song. If you guys want to text right now what you think Josh is making and Stanwood out of, you know, as an in-home salesman, 253-642-WOLF. Put your name in where you live on those texts, too, because we'll use them as our guesses. If you can hang out. Hey, Josh, you hang out, too. You're going to share your salary right after Nate Smith on The Wolf.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Josh. He lives in Stanwood, and he is an in-home salesman. Gabe, you want to explain a little more about what Josh does?
Yeah, so he sells, like, doors and stuff. He is invited into the homes. He's not, like, knocking on the doors.
No, he's not a peeping Tom. We think.
He's been doing it for 28 years, two different companies, but he started at the new one a month ago. He got a huge raise.
Yeah.
He does own a home. He probably put his own doors in there.
I would assume. He got a deal on the doors.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. So he worked for this company forever, and then somebody came along and just plucked him out and said, "You're top guy over there. We want you to be top guy at our company. We'll pay you whatever
recruited.
You want.
Recruited.
So I think we all agree this is a big number. Gabe, you start off. What do you think?
So I do think it's a big number because 28 years in the business, even though he's only been at the new place for a month, like he obviously was probably making really good money before that and then was recruited. So I'm thinking it's really high. Lori and Yelm said my husband was a salesman too, similar business, and was making $250 a year after being there for 3 years. So I'm just going to say $250.
Okay, $250, big number. I like it. Captain Ron?
I also think it is a big number. Jeff in Tacoma said $165, and that feels okay to me. I don't really know, but we're going there.
$165, yeah. Still a huge number.
Oh, for sure.
All right, I think you guys are on to it. My only question is, how much of his new salary is salary, or how much of it is bonus incentives? Sales, 'cause I know salespeople work on commish, right? So I'm going to kind of split the middle with you guys with Gabby from Monroe. She said, he sounds like he's a really good salesman. So he's probably making some good money. Gabby, I agree with you. This guy's got chops. He's funny. $200,000. So I'm going to split the middle. So we are at 165, 200, and 250, but that doesn't matter, Josh. We all don't know how much you actually make. Is it door-to-door, indoor salesman? Time to share your salary.
Last year, we did 293, baby.
Ah, 293. Crazy. Baller. Man. That's insane. Like, Josh, can I ask you some questions?
No.
Go ahead. You got 60 seconds. Let's do it.
Oh, I love it. Wow. This guy's funny.
Yeah.
Do you have a college degree?
I do not.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 47.
47, and you've been doing this. And how long have you been making six figures?
Oh, let's call it 7-8 years.
How do you ever get tired of selling doors?
I do.
Oh. Okay, wait a minute. So for 20 years, you made less than 100 grand. What finally put you up like, and now you're in the stratosphere? You know, you not only get into six figures, but you're up at like close to 300.
So I was actually installing the windows and doors for the majority of my career. And then about 10 years ago, I switched to the dark side and started selling the goods. And that's when everything happened.
Why didn't you start selling sooner?
I was 20, Gabe.
Yeah, he was young. He wanted to be a man, have tools.
You know, also, country music and beer, you know, that doesn't equate
chasing
to
chasing women.
So,
no, I chase money.
Were you surprised by how good you were at it? Because I do feel like you obviously are a good salesperson.
Yeah, the credit goes to my wife. She was the one who said, let's do it. Shout out Kirsten.
Hmm. Well,
oh, that's so tender.
That's amazing. Got to have a good
support
system.
Hey, don't forget Valentine's Day is in like 7 days.
It definitely is. I got plans.
All right, Josh, I want to ask you a question about the door industry.
Talk about love.
Have you ever heard of Simpson Doors?
I have.
Okay. Did you ever work for them?
I did not.
Speaking of, you know, significant others, my wife would kill somebody for a Simpson door. It's because they're like beautiful doors, people all over the...
Like woodwork?
She's an interior designer, and designers all over the world use these Simpson doors. And they're right here in Washington, but they're like way out in the boonies. So they're kind of like hard to get a hold of. I don't know why I'm bringing this up. You're in the door industry.
Simpson doors actually are made in China. They are put together here in Washington.
Oh, a little smoke and mirrors, a little deception there.
Sneaky.
All right. What about Paramount Door? You ever heard of them?
Okay. I have not.
Okay, local company. A guy named Shane's a big listener, Wolf listener, known him for years. Just thought I'd throw it out there. Do you want to plug your company, by the way?
Yeah, Signature Window and Door.
Woo. Signature Window and Door. And if you listen to the Wolf, say, hey, I would like Josh to come over and give me the estimate because I heard him on the Wolf and he's a good dude. Right, Josh?
Mm-hmm. Attaboy, Matt. Thank you much. Can I plug my two children who are probably listening right now?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Kobe and Sydney, have a good day. I love you guys.
Woo! Oh. Tell your dad you love him.
You know, you want a country guy, a family man, you want Josh to come over if you need a new windows and doors. Josh, we love you, buddy. Thank you for listening. It's an honor that you listen to our show.
Have a good one. RIP, Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Woo, yeah. Rest in peace. Hey, will you come to our party if we can have one?
I will come to your party.
I love it.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.